You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa. Welcome back to week 4 of the Intern Show.
Hello, everyone.
So pumped to be here, as always.
For sure. All right, so let's get into it.
You've told me you've got a lot to talk about this week. What's up?
Okay, when I was researching things to talk about, because it's sometimes, for me, it's really hard to find things to talk about on the show. There's so many things. But anyways, I want to talk about, what do you think is the best sitcom?
The best sitcom.
Yes. I was thinking about it. There's so many to choose from.
Okay, so let's list out, I think, our options the best way to start. So, obviously, we've got The Office.
Yeah, Friends.
We've got Friends. We've got New Girl.
Yes, I love New Girl.
Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I love that show.
Can you think of any others that you've watched? Those are the only ones I've seen.
Have you ever seen Abbott Elementary?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so it's the creator of it. It's brand new, so there's only one season out. You can watch it on Hulu. But it's by Quinta? I don't know. Bronson, I think. That's her name. But she used to work at BuzzFeed.
Okay.
So you may recognize her, like, if you see her face. But she plays a teacher for an elementary school in, I believe, it's in Philadelphia. Let me see. Yes, in Philadelphia. And their school is not funded well, but she has a lot of energy and she just wants to do a good job because she just wants to have an impact on the children.
Oh,
but it's really funny.
Love that.
And have you ever seen
Oh, I thought of some more.
Okay.
Modern Family.
Okay.
Great. The Good Place.
Also great.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I've only seen a couple episodes of, but that's really popular.
That is really popular. Have you ever seen Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No, but it's on my watch list.
So good. So good. Do you even know, like, the prompt of the show?
Not really.
Okay, so
I've
basically
just been told that I would like it.
Yeah. Her backstory is basically, as, like, a kid, she gets kidnapped.
No.
By this, I think he's, like a priest or something. I don't know. But her and these, like, three or four other women, they're kept in a bunker underground. And basically, the person who kidnapped them told them that, oh, like, the world has, like, ended. Like, you'll only be safe down here.
Wow.
And then, so she escapes. So now she's, like, trying to navigate reality. But she has, like, the experiences of, like, a middle schooler, you know? So.
Huh.
It's actually
so
really funny, though. I love it.
That is really interesting. What else?
Have you ever seen
That 70s Show?
Yes, yes.
Great show.
Have you ever seen Community?
No.
Oh.
But again, I've heard good things.
Great things. So good.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I couldn't get into? Parks and Recreation.
So my best friend loves that show. But for me, like, I tried to watch, like, the first few episodes, but I heard that the first season is slow.
That's what I've heard, too. Because I watched the first, like, episode or two, and it just felt like a cheesy knockoff of The Office.
Yes.
And everyone who's watched it says, you need to just get through the first season,
yes,
and then it gets good.
Mm-hmm. So I should probably give it a try.
Yeah.
But I just haven't gotten to that point.
I just don't have the time.
That is true.
My favorites, of course, The Office and Friends are so great.
Mm-hmm.
I loved How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. I've never watched it in full. So I started, like, trying to watch it, but then I've been really busy. So I think I'm only, like, two or three episodes in, like, from the beginning.
It is so clever. It is so good.
Mm-hmm. But I heard that the ending is awful.
Yeah, okay. I don't get too hung up on shows. So, like, I watched it and I was like, okay. I don't know if I would have done that, but whatever.
Okay.
But I think that is a great show to watch. I'm currently in the middle of Arrested Development.
Okay. I love Arrested Development.
Love it. I'm in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also in the middle of New Girl.
Oh, okay. New Girl, for me, I think that's probably, like, my top, like, sitcom, like,
really?
I would probably rate it my top sitcom because first of all, it's like my comfort show. Like, I've watched it, like, maybe, like, 3 times, like through and through. So, like, I can just put it on in the background. Like, I know what's happening.
The thing about New Girl for me was I was watching Arrested Development and then I stopped to start watching New Girl with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got halfway through season 2 and I just stopped to go back to Arrested Development because I kind of know what happens.
Okay.
I know who ends up with who.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really
wanted to know.
I feel like sitcoms, besides the relationship aspect,
mm-hmm.
all the episodes are just like
filler or
not filler, but like if you made a sitcom where there mm-hmm. were no romantic interests,
yeah,
then you could watch the show in any order of episodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The only reason you have to watch it in order is to see the relationships, whether they be friendships or romantic relationships, mm-hmm. develop.
That is true.
So for New Girl, for example, I feel like not that they get repetitive, but I know mm-hmm. the gist of the show now.
Okay.
And because I know who ends up with who, I'm not like mm-hmm. trying to see like The Office.
Yes.
You could watch any of those episodes
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to correlate.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that really carries over from one episode to the other
mm-hmm.
in any sitcom. The reason you're watching The Office in order is to see, you know, Jim and Pam, to
yes.
see all these whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I just, like, I don't know if I want to watch another 3.5 seasons of New Girl for
it's
the
just,
payoff.
It's so iconic. Like, I don't think I watched it for the relationships. I think I just watched it for, like, the jokes. Like, I think...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't watch sitcoms for the mm-hmm. relationships. I watch them for the jokes
mm-hmm.
because I think they're hilarious. But I haven't found... I really liked it, don't get mm-hmm. me wrong, but I didn't find it funny enough that I was like, I need to keep watching this show.
Okay.
Whereas Arrested Development, I've just, like, been more hooked by because I
okay.
think it's just, like, so chaotic.
Yes, it is.
And I think that's
really
what
chaotic.
I love.
Mm-hmm. I think they did a really good job with that sitcom because there's just, like, so many, like, things that come out of, like, far field that just hit you, like, whoa, like, that just happened.
Yeah. And I think the jokes are just, like, they're so ridiculous. Like,
mm-hmm.
the whole Blue Man Group thing
yes.
I think is so funny. And just, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think I also really like the style of filming. Because when you... Because there's so many different styles of filming. Like, The Office is, like, a documentary. Like,
yeah.
the whole thing. So when you incorporate, like, different styles of production, like, in filming-wise into the sitcom, I feel like it's another, like, added thing.
Yeah. I feel like some sitcoms, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
Arrested Development, and The Office.
Mm-hmm.
I feel are more comedy-based.
Yes.
Whereas then you get to shows like Friends, New Girl, Schitt's Creek,
mm-hmm.
where they're still comedies, but there's a little bit more drama
yeah, there's
in
a,
them.
Like a more of a, like a story.
Yeah, there's more of a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do like both formats,
mm-hmm.
but me personally right now, I'm not taking the time to sit down and watch these shows. I'm just
yeah.
putting them on
in the background
while I'm making dinner or while I'm whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for that purpose, I'm going to watch a show that's a little less plot-based and
mm-hmm.
a little more just comedy.
Yeah.
Because if you miss an episode or if you miss something here or there, it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, going back to New Girl, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of relationships
mm-hmm.
going through. And I feel like there's always someone starting to date someone or breaking up each episode.
Yeah.
So if I miss that, I'm like, oh,
like,
where'd this person
that?
Come from?
Yeah.
Whereas other shows, you can get away with not paying as much attention,
that
which I appreciate.
That is true.
Have you seen The Good Place?
I've seen, I think, the first season of The Good Place. So I really like the first season. But after that, I feel like I couldn't get back into it.
Mm-hmm. That show is one that... I think it's so clever. I think it's
mm-hmm.
hilarious. I think the premise of it is great.
Yeah.
But again, it's one that you have to focus on
yeah.
more because of the whole, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because,
like, it's not
good
like...
Good place, bad place stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to know what's going on to understand why what's happening is happening.
Yeah. Because if you miss, like, an episode, then you're like, whoa. Like, what just happened?
Yeah. Like, the nice thing about, for example, Always Sunny...
Mm-hmm.
I only watch that show when I'm at school because I watch it with my friends.
Okay.
So I haven't watched it since, like, October.
Okay.
But I'm going to get back into it in September,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter if I remember anything.
Yeah.
Because each episode is so unique, I guess.
Yeah.
They're single stories in each show.
It's like when you watch, like, SpongeBob as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really, like, you get, like, the gist, you get, like, the basic storyline, like, SpongeBob... He lives in a pineapple. He works at the Krusty Krab. Blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Like, these are his friends. And then in each episode is just, like, a whole different story. Like, you can watch any episode in any order. It doesn't matter. And, like, I feel like now when you think about it, like, the episodes are so ingrained in your head. Because, like,
yeah.
you're like, oh, remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Where with the spatula, blah, blah, blah. With a hatchling slasher.
Yeah.
Like, you can recall each thing.
I think that's the difference also between Disney and Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon, you're remembering episodes, mm-hmm. and Disney, you're remembering storylines.
Yes.
Like Hannah Montana, the mm-hmm. Jake versus Jesse thing mm-hmm. goes on for like a long time.
Yes.
Same thing in all of those Disney shows. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have a lot more of an overarching theme throughout the whole season. Whereas Victorious or iCarly or
Zoe
Big Time Rush. Yeah,
yes.
I'm like, there's still, you know, mm-hmm. storylines that go throughout the season, but it's more like, oh, do you remember this episode?
Yes.
And so I would say, if I were to make a broad comparison,
mm-hmm.
that like the Friends, Schitt's Creek, New Girl is more Disney style mm-hmm. from when we were a kid, and The Office, Arrested Development is more okay. Nickelodeon based. Awesome. I also think Nickelodeon is a lot more comedic.
Yes, yes.
I was more of a Disney kid, but mm-hmm. I do think
yeah,
Nickelodeon
I think,
was more comedy
I think
based.
I was like a Nick, like Teen Nick too.
Yeah.
I loved like Zoe One. I loved Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
So good.
Those shows were hard because they were a little bit before our time. So mm-hmm. we were watching them in reruns.
Yes.
Which was nice because like you were watching reruns of random episodes and you mm-hmm. didn't have to know what was happening
mm-hmm.
because you could just watch one episode and that was it.
Yeah.
Whereas Disney, they're not, I was never watching reruns of like Phil of the Future and
no.
shows that were on before my time because no. I would be like, I don't.
Like, what is
I don't
that?
Know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that way, Nickelodeon is really nice mm-hmm. to watch just at times.
Yes.
Whereas Disney, I'd sit down every Sunday night at 8 o'clock and watch mm-hmm. the new episode of Sunny with a Chance or something
yes.
like that.
Or like, oh my God, do you remember Gravity Falls?
I never watched.
Never watched?
Yeah.
It was so good as a
so
kid.
So sorry to say.
You missed out. You missed out.
I'm really sorry. Multiple people have compared me to Mabel.
Oh.
And I don't... She's, I don't know, she's like the Sunshine and Rainbows girl, isn't she?
Yes, she's very Sunshine and Rainbows, but...
A couple people have been like, no, you're very much Mabel.
I think I could see it. I could see it. Like...
I guess I'd have to watch the show
mm-hmm.
to know.
I feel like she's just very optimistic about mm-hmm. things, and I could see it in you.
Yeah, I am a very positive person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get upset much.
Yeah.
I'm very like, it's okay, let's... You know,
yeah.
have a good time. But I don't know. I haven't seen the show. So
good. You got to watch it. Okay.
Okay.
So
what would you say is, you said New Girl was your favorite?
Yeah, I think New Girl. And then I think for me, either Community or Abbott Elementary would take my second
okay.
slot. And then I think I like third, like The Office.
Yeah.
Because for me, sometimes like for Friends... Like, sometimes, like, the jokes hit, but the jokes don't hit for me every single time in Friends. So I'm just like,
that.
But The Office, like, each episode, I at least find one thing that's funny. Like, the pranks against, like, Jim and Dwight and whatnot.
I get that. I think I have a few favorite episodes of Friends that I'm like, mm-hmm. I love this.
Yeah.
And I think it's hilarious and I will watch it over and over. But, yeah, I feel like
yeah.
I don't rewatch it
mm-hmm.
as much. There's also, like, some other random... sitcoms that I've watched. There's actually, have you heard of Schmigadoon?
What is that?
Okay, so it's on Apple TV.
Oh.
So I don't know if you have that, but it is Keegan-Michael
Key. It's a
Key,
musical?
Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong. And so basically, they're a couple and they get trapped in Schmigadoon, which
okay.
is like a magical town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically living in a musical. It's kind of like
oh,
Teen Beach Movie.
Okay.
But better.
But it's like
and,
a show.
Yeah, and it's a comedy, mm-hmm. but they're in this musical, and the girl, who's played by Cecily Strong, like, loves it. She's singing along. She's having a great
mm-hmm.
time. Keegan-Michael Key hates it.
Okay.
And they're stuck in this town, and they're all singing songs from all different musicals. It's also a star-studded cast. Like,
I'm
Christian
right
Chenoweth is in it. Dove Cameron.
Dove Cameron.
I don't remember how to pronounce her. Ariana DeBose, is it?
I think DeBose.
Martin Short's in it.
Okay.
Jane Krakowski.
Everybody's in it.
It's star-studded. Every episode, you see someone come in.
Oh,
like,
Alan Cumming. Okay.
Yeah, there are so many people in it. And
Timothy
it is so
Weber.
Ridiculous. Like,
okay.
they'll just be walking around and they're singing all these songs from all these different musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is so clever, and it is hilarious. That is a great show to watch if
okay.
you're looking for something new.
Maybe I'll watch it.
There's only one season out,
mm-hmm.
and then the second season is coming out, I don't know when,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to find themselves in Schmicago
oh,
like, instead
no.
of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So the first season was all like musicals from the 40s and the 50s, and now they're doing like the 60s and the 70s.
Okay, so they're just gonna go up.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
It's, oh my goodness, it is so funny. I would like, highly recommend it.
I feel like that's a really cool concept because like you've seen it in like a movie form, like the Teen Beach Movie and whatnot, but like seeing it in a show form, it's different.
Yeah.
It's a longer storyline.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it's only 6 episodes, mm-hmm. but I think the episodes might be 45 minutes instead of a half hour, which is not a typical, you mm-hmm. know, sitcom
length.
But okay.
So,
highly recommend.
What's the best sitcom, according to you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Watching beginning to end, I mean, Office and Friends are always, like, you know, the basic answers, but yes. I do think they're both great. I loved How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
I really did, but it's not a show that I go back and watch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is because it was hard to watch for a while because it wasn't on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I loved that one. So I'd have to say that or The Office or Friends.
Okay.
I don't know. Most of the other ones I haven't watched completely through yet.
Okay. So it's hard to say.
I love them all.
And I love sitcoms. So anyways, so speaking of shows, this is not a sitcom. It's like an actual like show.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Yellow Jackets?
No. What is that?
So basically, it's based in the 90s. It's about this Canadian girls soccer team. And they're on their way to nationals. But okay. while they're on their way, their flight crashes in the forest. We don't know where they are. And they are stuck. They are stranded in the forest. So it's about them surviving. So it's, I don't know how many girls, maybe like 8 or 9 girls. And then their coach. And then their coach's son and his younger brother.
Okay.
So it's about them. So anyways, that got me thinking. So if you were stranded on an island, what 3 things would you bring?
Oh, goodness. A time-old question.
Yes.
Are we talking survival-wise? Like, what would you bring to survive? Or you have no way of getting out. What 3 things would you want just to entertain you?
We could do both.
Survival-wise?
Mm-hmm.
If you could really bring anything, I'd bring, like, a phone and a cell tower.
Oh, that is true.
So that I could call to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
phone, like, cell tower.
And then, probably, like, a matchbook. Or a lighter.
I would bring flint and steel.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would last longer than, like, a box of matches.
If you could light a fire. But if I've got my phone and my cell tower, then hopefully I can call someone and they'd get me within a matter of a couple days. So I just need enough matches to boil water and heat up some food.
Yeah, I think I would get flint and steel. I would bring, like, maybe, like, a pot, for example. Because, like, let's say if I'm stranded. Okay, I'm a sucker for, like, survival, like, shows, but, like, not reality shows. Not like Survivor. Not, like, Naked and Afraid.
Oh, that's my favorite
show. It's a great show, but...
favorite show. I love
it. I like, a show with, like, a story to it.
Okay.
Like Lost, for example.
Oh, my
have you ever seen
really
The Wild?
Show.
Okay, so it's on Amazon, but it's also about these people that crash on an island, but it's planned. So they are like a science experiment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But they don't know it.
I watched Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
Which is also the same thing, but that show is from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing, they're stuck on an island.
Yes. I don't know. I'm a sucker for like stuck on an island, like survival. Like, what are we going to do? But
Gilligan's Island is a sitcom that can get added to the list. Good
for
show.
Sure. Okay. Maybe I'll watch that. I haven't seen it. So, anyways, I would bring, like, a pot. So, like, if I'm stranded, like, by the beach, for example, so there's only, like, salt water. I can't find, like, fresh water.
Yeah, you have to boil it.
Got to boil the water. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I don't have, like, a container.
But then if you're bringing flint, steel, and a pot, that's your 3 items. So how are you trying to get out? Are you just trying to live? You're not trying to get home?
Like, I feel like I would just find resources on the island and try to get out from there.
But if you're, like, miles and miles and miles out into the water somewhere, no one's ever going to find you.
Well, that's... okay, so I would bring that for survival.
Okay.
But, like, just to get out, like, I mean, how would I bring, like, a cell tower with me?
I mean, in this hypothetical scenario,
anything's possible.
Anything's
possible, right? Okay.
Can I bring an airplane?
Exactly.
With me? A working one? And then I could just fly home?
I feel like that'd be great.
I don't know if I'd be able
to. I'd just bring a boat.
I don't know if the island's big enough to have a runway to lift off. Maybe a helicopter?
Yes. I would just bring like a little ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sail away.
Yeah. A kayak. A canoe.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe I'll bring a canoe. Paddle included in that.
Okay.
One package deal. Mm-hmm. And then like a pack of water bottles.
Just one pack?
Yeah, just like. Yeah, because that's one item. Two packs would be two items.
Okay.
And then, like, a big box of, like, granola bars.
Ooh.
So I have food and water, and then I have some things that I can row home on.
Okay.
Understand. Or row to other land.
Okay.
Leisure-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe
I feel like I'd bring a soccer ball.
A soccer ball?
Yeah, you could do a lot with that. A lot of sports.
I feel like soccer, I don't know, because, like, what if it's sandy? Maybe the terrain isn't great. What about a frisbee?
Wind. If you're by the water, there's going to be a lot of
wind.
That
is true. Frisbee would have been so good. Volleyball.
I'd bring a volleyball.
Yes.
Yeah, my first answer is always soccer ball, because I just played soccer for a while, but volleyball's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I'd want to bring, I want to say a book, but that would get destroyed out in the wilderness.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, like, I would want to bring, like, some sort of music. Like, a
keyboard?
A little...
Maybe a piano? A violin?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, you mean to listen to?
Yeah, I mean, I would play the piano. Like, I would have to, like, teach myself. Like, I played when I was little, but I know how to play, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb and, like, a little Ode to Joy now.
Yeah, I'm a piano player. Like, okay. I can play a few songs.
Very humble.
Yeah, so I think if I could bring a piano that would last out there in the wild.
Yes.
I'd bring, a volleyball, a piano, and a tent.
And a tent?
Yeah, that I could live in.
I mean,
keep
would...
keep the rain out.
Yeah.
I could put my piano in there.
I don't think I would bring a tent because I feel like I could make a tent.
You mean like weaving together palm trees,
yes,
stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah. I think from watching Survivor my whole life, I would know how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Would I want to do that? No. I wouldn't want to be stuck in that situation.
No.
But if I was, hypothetically, I think I'd be able to survive. So I would try to bring items that would help me signal to other people that there's someone stuck on the island.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, like maybe like a flare gun.
Yes.
But you could only use it once. That's a thing.
So also, theoretically, if we're thinking about this, like if you're on a plane that crashes, unless something went totally, totally wrong, you would have landed there because you're in an area where planes fly over.
Yeah.
Like, it's a route where planes fly.
Mm-hmm.
So there would have to be, at some point, another plane flying in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something happened and you got really derailed off your path.
Yes.
But if you're in an area where other planes are flying by, little flare gun, shoot it up into the sky, someone sees you, they come and save you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect.
But, like, okay, so this deserted island is in the middle of nowhere. No planes, no nothing.
Like Bermuda Triangle
Bermuda
action?
Bermuda Triangle, yes.
Hmm.
Nobody.
So then I'd bring a cell tower.
Cell tower.
I'd bring a solar panel.
Ooh, okay. Yes. That's actually a good idea. So it's...
solar panel?
Powers everything.
Cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cell tower. To power... the solar panel would power the cell tower and my phone.
Okay.
And then I can call someone to send me
send me
a plane.
All right.
What's up with the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know.
Like, why is that a thing? Do planes actually...
is it
actually,
made up or is it like a thing?
Do planes actually avoid that when they're flying?
It's an urban legend. Focus on a loosely defined region in the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, it's right by Florida. I didn't know that.
Huh?
The Bahamas are in the Bermuda Triangle. Why is that such, like, a big deal, then? People go to the Bahamas all the time. My friends were just there. They're fine. They're home. Hmm. Interesting. So we're talking, then, like, center of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
No one around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if my cell call... well, yeah, as long as you have service, then you could call internationally.
Mm-hmm. But how wide is the cell tower reach? Like, how wide is the range? Will it reach?
If I bring the cell tower with me, all it has to reach is my phone.
Okay.
Because, like, think about it this way. Mm-hmm. The cell tower that's powering our phones right now,
yeah,
is not the same one that's powering phones in England.
No.
But I could still call someone in England as long as we both have service.
That's true.
So if this cell tower is giving me service, then I can call someone from the UK, Long Island. I could call anywhere.
That is true.
And hopefully.
Speaking of, like, reaching, like, other places, have you ever heard about, like, the, like, internet cables that go through the ocean?
I have.
I don't know. They
heard
kind of freak...
very little things yeah. about that.
I don't know, but low-key, like, they kind of freak me out.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Like, for some, like, I learned about it, like, last semester in one of my classes. But I'm just like...
They're just wires that go through the ocean?
Yeah. But just, like, these huge wires.
It's kind of clever that they yeah. were able to do that.
But I just, like, imagine, like, finding it, you're like, what is this?
You know what freaks me out? Tunnels that go underwater.
I hate driving.
How
hate
did
tunnels.
They get the tunnel down there?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
That? Crazy.
Like, when I'm driving, like, let's say to, like, the city, for example, and you can either go take the bridge or the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
I will definitely take the bridge. I don't know. I have this irrational fear where if I'm in a tunnel, and then now I'm trapped by the entrance and the exit of the tunnel.
Oh.
And then... Now I'm trapped.
Trapped by what?
I don't know. You're just trapped. The walls are...
Like, as if there were a car crash on each side and you couldn't get out? Or, like, if the walls caved in?
The walls caved in, and now the water is flowing up.
Oh.
And you're like, I'd rather
That's
just...
like a horror movie kind
yeah.
of thing.
Like Final Destination kind of thing, you know?
I don't foresee that happening.
I don't foresee it happening, but I'm just like, rather not.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't want that. But also, I don't know, bridges...
Bridges are also...
Can also collapse.
Questionable.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't care for either, but I'm also not scared of them. Mm-hmm. If I need to travel, I'm going to travel.
Yeah.
There's risks involved in everything in life.
That is true.
That's what I say. I've never said that until just now. But there are, so no reason to be scared. I went skydiving.
Oh, really? How
There's
was that?
There's risks involved in that.
I want to go skydiving.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it wasn't a big deal for me to do it? It's because my dad has gone like 5 times.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up watching him skydive and jump out of planes. I'd seen him do it probably 3 times.
Okay.
So for me, in my head, my whole life was like, when I turn 18, I'm going to go skydiving.
Okay.
I ended up going when I was 20 because of COVID and all that jazz. But it was so cool. Me and my dad went.
Okay.
In a really small plane that physically only fit me, my dad, and our 2 instructors.
Oh.
You could not have fit one more person in that little tiny plane.
Mm-hmm.
That was the scariest part.
Oh, just like the tiny plane.
Was the plane. Jumping out of it was almost a relief.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little rickety old, like it was shaking as we were flying.
Mm-mm.
It seemed unsteady.
Yeah.
However, I had a parachute on my back. So I was like, worst comes to worst, I jump out of the plane. It was so cool. It flies by. It's only a couple minutes of jumping out, and then you're on the ground.
Yeah.
Super cool. You get a great view of the island. You get to do little flips. I got to steer my parachute.
Ooh.
Other than the sketchy plane,
mm-hmm.
the other scariest part was the night before I had to sign a waiver that basically said if I died, it's not their fault.
Oh.
Which was a little scary, like signing my life away.
Mm-hmm.
But... I wasn't scared at all when I was doing it.
Okay.
Like, I thought I was going to be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely, and I'm not just saying this to say it, I had no fear in my body.
Okay.
Usually I get nervous before I do things. And for some reason, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, let's do it. And I did it. And it was awesome.
Okay.
Loved it. Also, the landing is dangerous.
Oh, really?
When you actually hit the ground, that's one of the most dangerous parts. Because if you don't put your legs on the ground the right way, you can break your legs from all the pressure.
Ooh.
So they teach you how to do it.
Okay.
You have to, like, basically run in place. You lift up your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he tells you, you have to put your feet down, but run with him. Because if you just plant your legs, you're going to get crushed.
Oh.
So long story short, really cool.
Okay.
I'd highly recommend. It's a little expensive, but it's worth it.
All right.
And I'd go again. And I might go again with my friends. Oh. So.
About to go skydiving.
Yeah.
Thank
I know
for the
people
sponsor.
Who skydived in when I went to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people that did in, like, the Swiss Alps and stuff.
Oh.
That I would have loved to do. That's probably such a beautiful view as you're floating through the air.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have the time to do it.
Dang it.
Unfortunately.
Next time.
Yeah, next time I'm, you know, studying abroad in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super cool experience.
Okay. So speaking of survival.
Yes, back to the 3 items.
Yes, no. Moving on. If the world was being taken over by zombies.
Oh, goodness. I hate these theoreticals.
Which celebrities would be on your team? Like,
to defeat the zombies?
Yeah. To defeat the zombies.
First person that pops into my head is Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
I feel like he's unbeatable.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yes. I think I would get Dwayne. Maybe I would get, like, Kevin Hart for a comedic effect.
Okay. They're a great duo.
Yes. Yes. Just to keep the group, like, happy. Like, kind of spirits lifted.
I would pick actors who have training in fighting.
Oh,
like, you
okay.
know, like, people who were in, like, The Karate Kid or people who were Avengers.
Okay. Yeah.
Where they don't have experience actually fighting people, but they at least know some moves.
Yeah, they're, like, they're buff.
Yeah.
And an Avenger. Chris Evans.
I'll take Chris Evans. I'd take Chris... No. Chris Hemsworth, is that it?
Yes. Chris Hemsworth. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Robert Downey Jr. I don't think you'd make my team.
Dang it.
What other people... Oh, Terry Crews would be on my team.
Yes.
Easily. I love Terry Crews. He'd be comedic effect, but I think he would also be able to defeat any zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Is zombies?
Yeah, zombies. Zombies.
John Cena?
Okay. Yes, John Cena.
I'm thinking of people who were like WWE fighters and then became celebrities.
I'm trying to think who else.
I think that's a pretty good list so far. Dwayne Johnson, John Cena, Terry Crews, Chris Hemsworth. Maybe iCarly from that one episode of I Fight Shelby Marks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Understandable. Okay. Chuck Norris.
Yes. I was thinking Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely Chuck Norris. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I see it. Harrison Ford.
He's old now, though.
Chuck Norris is also old.
No hate to Harrison Ford. I actually love him.
Maybe, okay, so...
A young Harrison Ford?
Yes. A young Chuck Norris, yes.
Yes, we'll take the young versions of these
people. In their prime.
Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Yep. Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
I don't know what about him would... He just seems intimidating to me.
Who else? Yeah.
What about, what are, like, some survival people? Like, what was that Australian guy who unfortunately passed away, but he did all the animal stuff?
Oh, Irwin, right?
Yes. Steve Irwin. Like, his son is now taking over the legacy.
Yes. Steve Irwin.
What's his son's name? Robert Irwin is now taking over. I'd put him on my team.
Okay.
He knows a lot about wildlife and animals and stuff like that. I think he could use his skills to help us.
Okay. I feel like that's, like, a pretty good list.
Yeah. Is there anyone else you would add to the list?
Who
are some people from The Walking Dead?
Oh.
People who know about zombies.
What is it? I don't know her real name, but her name in the show, her name is Michonne, I think. Michonne?
Oh, yes, I'm seeing her online. Norman Reedus, I think, is the main guy. He looks pretty intimidating.
That is true.
Melissa McBride.
Wait, who is that?
I don't know. I'm just reading the cast of The Walking Dead right now. I've never seen the show, so.
There's this guy. What's his name? Oh, Norman Reedus. Yes. He's the guy with, what is it called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like an arrow. It's not like a bow and arrow, but like it's the machine.
Oh, cool. I met one of the guys from The Walking Dead at Comic-Con once, but I don't even remember who he was.
Okay, I don't know. I just, it's a bow and arrow, but, like, it's a machine. Not, like, the whole thing. But,
Oh, the guy who played Tyrese.
I never finished The Walking Dead, so...
Portrayed by Chad Coleman. I met him. I'd put him on my team. He seemed like a nice guy.
Okay, I see it.
I think that's a pretty star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Scarlett Johansson also.
Yeah, Black Widow?
Yeah, she'd be awesome.
She would kill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
I think that's the perfect lineup. There we go.
Yeah. If I think of anyone else during the length of this podcast, I'll add it. But
okay.
I feel like that's a pretty good list. A lot of crime-fighting celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got another topic to do with film and television and everything like that, right?
Do you have any guilty pleasures? Like any shows, like for me, for example, Glee.
Oh, I love Glee.
Yeah, like, I love Glee, but...
Don't feel guilty about
I feel guilty.
There's no need to feel guilty. As long
Will
as you...
Schuster makes me
no,
feel guilty.
Because
I don't want to watch him.
Here's how I feel about the term guilty pleasure. As long as you are acknowledging, like, for Glee, mm-hmm. as long as you are aware that the show is a mess...
Yes.
And that you're not watching it in a serious context. You're watching it...
Ironically.
Ironically.
Yes.
I didn't even watch it at first, ironically, when I was younger. But I recognize that it is a very ironic show.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you recognize that, there's no need to feel bad about watching it.
That is true.
I've gotten so many of my friends hooked on Glee. Mm-hmm. And we watch it. It's fun to watch with other people.
Yes.
I found.
You're just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Will Schuster, I don't know, he makes...
Everything he does in that show is so
when
much.
When he starts rapping in
oh,
class?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Breakdancing
no.
is my favorite part.
No, it's terrible.
But I don't really watch, like, the dating shows. I've never watched Mm-mm. The Bachelor or anything like that. But I will admit that I watch Are You the One?
Oh, okay. So the only, like, reality, like, dating show that I've watched is probably, there's two of them. One of them is Too Hot to Handle. And then the other one is Love Island, but the UK version.
Oh, okay.
Only the UK
version. Yeah. Are You the One is on MTV. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's like a guilty pleasure, but it's definitely not a show that I advertise that I watch. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really tell people about it.
Yeah.
The reason that show is interesting is because, have you heard of it?
Yes, I have heard of it, but...
So it's basically like, let's just say there's 20 people that go in.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell the creators of the show, like, everything about you, what you're looking for in a partner, mm-hmm. what you are like, blah, 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 blah. And then these relationship experts match you with your, quote, unquote, perfect match.
Okay.
So then, throughout the show, you're competing in challenges, just like I would assume all the other dating shows are.
Mm-hmm.
You compete in challenges. If you win, you get to go on a date. But then what happens is, at the end of each episode, they go into the... I think it's called the truth booth.
Okay.
So they send two people in who they think are a perfect match. Mm-hmm. They go in. They find out if they are one of the perfect matches that
mm-hmm.
the creators deemed them to be. If they're not, then they just keep playing the game.
Okay.
If they are a perfect match, they get sent to the honeymoon thing and they're out of the game.
Oh.
The goal of the show is by the end of the season...
To get your perfect match.
To get all of the perfect matches settled. If you figure out who everyone's perfect match is by the end,
mm-hmm.
then the whole group wins $1 million to split.
Oh, okay.
If you don't, then you just lose.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some other things that go along with that, but I haven't seen it in years.
Okay.
But I do think that's a nice twist on, like, yeah, there's still the drama of all, like, the dating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I like when there's, you know, some sort of competition, some sort of thing to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love. Speaking of... I was actually thinking of bringing this up. It goes off the little guilty pleasure thing, and we will get back to it. Have you seen the show Claim to Fame?
No, what is that?
Okay, so it's a new show. It's on ABC. I started watching it because the hosts are Kevin and Frankie Jonas, and I love them.
Okay.
But basically the premise is there's however many people in the house, 11 maybe,
mm-hmm.
and each of them is a relative of a celebrity.
Oh.
The celebrity relative's identity is a secret.
Oh, okay.
And so you have to try to figure out who each person is related to before mm-hmm. they figure out who you're related to.
Oh.
And each week they compete in a challenge
mm-hmm.
where they get, like, clues about who's related to who. And there's clues hidden all around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, if you lose the challenge, you have to go into the guesser place at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pick someone and say, I pick you, and here's who I think your celebrity relative is.
Okay.
If they guess it right... The person who they guessed is eliminated. If they guess it wrong, they're eliminated.
No.
And you want to be the last one standing.
Okay.
I've watched the first two episodes, and I love it.
Okay.
I have a notebook that me and my parents, we watch, and my cousin and my aunt watch it too. And we write all our notes trying to figure out who's who.
Guesses. Mm-hmm.
We've got about half of them figured out, I think.
Okay.
But that
you
is
can't,
a great
show. Search them up? Or anything?
I think you could if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were really dying to figure out who's related to who, I'm sure.
It's there somewhere.
Somewhere deep, deep down.
Yeah.
You could find it. But I can't even find these people's Instagrams.
Oh.
A lot of them are using fake names in the show.
Okay.
And a lot of
them. Because they don't want
to
be.
Like, on the Claim to Fame Instagram, they're not tagging any of the competitors. So you mm-hmm. can't go on and just, like, find search. Them easily.
Yes. Because they're also not, like, they might not be, like, their, like, immediate family. It could be, like, cousins
yeah,
and stuff,
so, like,
and whatnot.
The okay. first two people who were eliminated, the first one, it was someone's grandfather. The second one, it was someone's cousin.
Okay.
But there's also someone who her dad is a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Her dad's a football player. There's one whose sister is a famous gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
Someone whose, like, dad is an actor. Someone whose sister is a singer. Okay. So it's, like, a nice mix.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of theories.
Oh, so okay.
I don't want to spoil, though, if okay. anyone listening is going to watch or if you're going to watch.
I feel like I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
It is good.
Okay.
So back to the whole guilty pleasures thing. Do you have any others?
Okay. So I like watching terrible movies.
Same.
Like, absolutely, like, trash, terrible movies. Like, a lot of, like, teen, like, romance movies,
oh, yeah,
shows, whatnot. For example, like, Kissing Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, terrible, terrible, terrible movie. Like, I don't know how there are three, like, movies now of The Kissing Booth.
Because everyone watches them.
Yes. But I watch it, like, just to see how terrible it is. And sometimes mm-hmm. I just,
so
like,
you're watching it ironically.
Yes.
No reason to be guilty about that.
No, I'm just like, no, but then somebody, like, will tell me that, like, their favorite movie is, like, The Kissing Booth.
Ugh.
And, like,
red
not
red
joking.
Yeah,
and
no.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah, that's a bad look. My cousins and I, mm-hmm. we have movie nights, and we okay. purposely pick the worst movies we can
yes.
find. It's great because it leads to so many running jokes.
Yes.
Like, have you heard of the movie Afterlife of the Party?
No, what is that?
It's starring Victoria Justice. It's a Netflix movie where basically she dies. And then...
What?
In like the first 5 minutes, she dies.
Okay.
And then before she can go to like heaven, I guess, she mm-hmm. has to reconcile her relationships with people that are still on Earth.
Okay.
But they can't see or hear her. So it's like, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, her favorite singer is this guy named Koop. K-O-O-P.
K-O-O-P.
And throughout the movie, he just, like, sings songs. And, like, there's a music video that he films. Now me and my cousins, like, have this, like, our group chat is named, like, We Love Coop.
Okay.
It leads to so many good jokes.
Coop
when
fan.
You watch these. We do Netflix parties.
Mm-hmm.
We text about how terrible they are.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, oh.
Another terrible one, uh-huh. if you're really looking for something bad, is called... I think it's called The Adventures of Food Boy. But let me fact check that.
Okay, let's see.
It's starring Lucas Gabriel from High School Musical, the guy who plays Ryan.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've seen this.
He's like, basically can just like shoot food out of his hands. Yeah, Lucas Gabriel.
Yeah, I know this scene with,
yeah,
the
scene
the bread.
Where he's like sitting in the corner of his school bathroom,
yes.
just like in a pile of bread.
Uh-huh.
That movie, we had a ball watching.
Oh, I gotta watch this again. I gotta
the
show
caption
my
of the movie, is the catchphrase is called, he's a one-boy food fight.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding? I don't
Whose
know.
Idea was this?
And how did it get a budget? How did people pay for it and like
yeah.
put it on their streaming
Who approved
services?
It?
Yeah. That's one of the worst I've seen. We also love watching a good Debbie Ryan movie.
Radio Rebel.
Yeah, Radio Rebel was the first one we watched, and then we started watching some other
you
Debbie
know,
Ryan.
You know
yeah, of course.
Oh, with the hair?
Yeah.
Tuck behind the ear.
Anything by Debbie Ryan or Victoria Justice is automatically terrible, so.
Have you seen the Victoria Justice, the movie, the Halloween movie with Victoria Justice?
I might have. She's in a vampire one, but she's also in like
no.
Halloween.
It's called Fun Size, not the Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Is it the one
Werewolf,
with
whatever.
The guy who plays Beck in Victorious? Is he in it too?
I don't think Beck is in it. No, Beck is not in it.
I don't think I've watched this.
I don't know. But that movie, it's like so chaotic because she has her little brother. His name is Albert in the movie. And basically, she's supposed to be watching him, but he goes off on his own.
Perfect.
And has his own, like, little adventure.
Love to hear that.
And he meets this guy who works at, like, a 7-Eleven. And this guy wants to get his, like, ex back, I believe. Or, I don't know. But he meets another girl. But the villain steals Albert's candy. So Albert is on a mission to get the candy back. But he, like, breaks, like, and enters into, like, the house and stuff. So it's really, like, crazy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
You should watch it next movie night with your friends.
Perfect. I've also, one of my friends texted me that I should watch the movie Love and Gelato.
I saw that.
You saw it?
No, I didn't. I saw the preview for it on Netflix, and I added it to my list.
She said, it sounds so bad, you might just have to watch it.
I just... Oh no.
Look, Love and Gelato. Oh, it's based on a book?
So
Lena
said,
makes a promise to her sick mother that she'll spend the summer before college in Rome, where she falls for the city, the people, and the, quote, gelato.
Oh, is this, like, ooh, does her love interest work at a gelato store?
It seems like it. She'd rather spend her summer preparing for college than flying to Rome to fulfill her mother's last wish. Why would you rather spend your summer preparing to go to college than to spend your summer in Rome?
I would love to go to Rome.
Respectfully. Once she decides to go, she finds herself immersed in new experiences. I might just have to watch that. It's giving Lizzie McGuire movie. The cover of the movie is her on a Vespa in front of the Coliseum.
Oh.
Which is very Lizzie McGuire-esque.
I love Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, but that movie isn't great either.
No. But I think it's like a great like kids movie, you know?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Let's be real. None of the Disney Channel movies are good.
No.
But I love them.
Oh my god, Princess Protection Program?
That's good, actually. That is good. Cheetah Girls is not good. Camp Rock is not good. Do I watch them all the time anyway?
Yes.
Halloween Town is one of the terrible ones I've watched.
I like enjoy Halloween Town, though. Not the first one. I actually like my favorite Halloween Town movie is the one where they recasted the main girl, Marnie. So
that's terrible.
That says a lot. But I love like a Halloween Town.
Yeah. So Halloween Town has some lines that are questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is
true. Like one of the first scenes, she's talking to her mom and she says something about being a potato. Oh, so I found it. She's talking to her mom.
Okay.
You keep us all in this big bubble. How are we supposed to grow up if we can't explore the world, try new stuff, and take some risks? The mom goes, Marnie, I'm just trying to protect you. And then the girl goes, yeah, you're protecting us from being anything but a bunch of vegetables. Hey, look, I'm a potato. Are you happy now? Maybe I'll put down some roots in the carpet.
Who wrote
and
the script?
And then the mom goes, oh... Then she's mocking her mom and she goes, oh no, Marnie, it's too dangerous. There are things about vegetables you don't understand. Like, who wrote that line? I was like, this is good.
This is art.
We love a potato analogy.
I love that though. Great, terrible movie.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Have you ever seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, but I've heard about it.
That's also a really good, terrible movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's one you gotta watch with the friends.
Yeah, I feel like there are so many good movies in this world that I really want to watch, but there are also so many bad ones that I want to watch.
Like, you gotta
and
watch
it. And I tend
to
watch the bad ones first.
Have you ever seen Project X?
No.
It's actually, like, not, like, a bad movie. Like, there's, like, a whole storyline, there's a plot, but it's just, like, so...
Not the high school kids having, like, a party, essentially, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, it just goes, like, really wild. But, like, that movie's, like, insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I've seen it like maybe like 5 times.
Huh.
But it's so good.
Yeah. The most recent movie I watched was Goodfellas.
Okay.
Tommy requested that I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked him what his favorite movies are and we were talking about our favorite movies. And he said Goodfellas. And I was like, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
It was pretty good. It's long though.
How long?
It's 2.5 hours. Ooh. So you really have to take the time to sit down and watch it.
Well, literally yesterday, no, Tuesday night, I watched Avatar. Like, the whole movie, like, with the blue people in full.
I can't.
So, like, the last time, like, I saw it was, like, when it came out and I was, like, a child.
Back in the day.
Yeah, in, like, 2009 or whatever. But it was so, like, I guess, like, for the time, like, for 2009, the effects were really good. But, like, watching it now compared to, like, a lot of, like, the Marvel movies and stuff like that with all the CGI, like, the effects are, like, actually, like, crazy.
Really?
Because, like, it's just, like, not it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just... have no desire to watch that movie.
Yeah. You've never seen it or?
No.
Oh.
I've been on the Disney ride and even that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's an immersive experience.
Yes.
But there's no part of me that thinks I would enjoy it.
I feel like the movie, it's just, it's very predictable. So it's just like.
Yeah. You know what? I'm a culprit of sometimes judging a film by its cover.
Mm.
And I tend to like almost every movie I've ever watched.
Okay.
I really am just someone who really loves watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I'm like, I don't know. It seems like a sci-fi, like these blue people are just flying around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I would actually like it if I watched it.
Yeah.
I just like, I I can't bring myself to sit down.
Yeah.
There are so many other movies that are so famous that I would love to spend my time watching.
That
if
is
I've
true.
Got a couple hours free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Avatar.
Avatar. Mm-mm.
I'd rather watch... I've never seen Titanic.
You've never seen Titanic?
No.
You got to watch it.
I feel like I'm a hypocrite. Like, I'm a film and television minor, con major. I'm like a big movie person, but there's so many I haven't seen.
You have to watch it. Like,
it's
in the next 3 weeks.
I know what happens. I know how it ends.
But you have to, you just got to watch it for like the story of the scene. Like, my favorite part, like when the boat's sinking and the musicians are like still on there, they just stay on, they keep playing to the end. So good.
Wow. That's so artistic.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. I just can't bring myself to do it.
You gotta do it. As a film major or minor?
Minor. Comm major, film minor.
Okay, as a film minor, you gotta watch it.
I know. I will. I'll get around to it when I have free time. I just don't have any.
Never. Zero free time.
You know what? I do have free time,
mm-hmm.
but I watch a lot of TV with my parents. Like, we watch America's Got Talent. We watch Claim to Fame.
Yes.
We watch Survivor. We watch mm-hmm. The Amazing Race. There are so many shows we watch.
Mm-hmm.
We watch Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I have free time at night, I'm not going to go watch a movie in my room because I have all these shows to watch with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just don't have time for both.
Okay.
So that has been...
When you go back to school, go watch it.
Maybe. I could get my roommate to watch Titanic with me because she's mm-hmm. a big rom-com.
Okay.
It's more of a rom.
A rom. Yeah, just a rom.
But I think I could get her to watch it with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's seen it before, but I think I could swing that. All right, now we've got a lot of homework.
Yes, it is a lot of homework.
I gotta watch a lot of shows now. To check out, a lot of mm-hmm. movies to check out. If I'm being honest with you, I probably will not have watched any of these by the time we come back next week.
No, for sure, no.
Maybe I'll try like the first episode of a new sitcom.
Okay.
Maybe.
Watch the first episode of Abbott Elementary. Where
can I watch that?
Do you have Hulu?
I do.
Okay, you can watch it right on Hulu.
Okay, and I recommend... You watch Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon, okay.
I don't know if you have Apple TV. I think you can get it with a student subscription.
Ooh, okay. I can find it somewhere. I'll try.
It's funny. Schmigadoon. But do you watch musicals?
I love...
If you know musicals, then you'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you're not a big musical person, it's not as funny.
I did like a bunch of like musical stuff when I was in high school. So like, I love me like a good Into the Woods, mm-hmm. Les Mis.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, it's a lot of...
I got it.
Older, like, there's a lot of, like, Music Man, if you've seen that, stuff like that, but it's great.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
That's my homework.
Perfect. We'll figure it out.
All right, everybody. So I guess that is a wrap for week 4.
Wow.
We're flying by, really. Yes, so...
Summer's
ending.
I feel like already drawing to a close.
I know.
Hate to see it.
Soon we'll be back at school.
Ugh, wild.
That is wild.
But before then, we'll have a few more episodes coming out for you.
Yes. So we'll see everybody next week for episode 5.
Yes. Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.